Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Straight away, there's something just weird happening in the studio. Dermot Whelan's just walked in and he's brought a blazing fire with
him. Yeah, sorry, Dave. I'm decanting. I'm decanting some kombucha. See, I'm an author now, Dave,
and I
have to sit beside a crackling fire and I have to decant drinks because I'm sophisticated.
Are you still decanting the same drink? It sounds like an empty glass. What's happening? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to pour whatever your decanted kombucha.
That's a good vintage.
I'm going to pour it all over yourself. Your fireplace and all of a sudden it's gone. You are an author, Mr. Dermot Whelan, and we're going to give you a round of applause for being an author. Once, not twice, but thrice. You are a 3 times author because you had your book, Mindful. You did Noni's book. And now you've got a new book out called Busy and Wrecked.
Yes, it's funny when you write a book, people go, God, well done. Imagine you can get onto Dave's radio show and talk about it. And like you're like, yes, I did some work for a few months. Whereas all of you listening are working your butts off every single day in jobs and nobody's giving you a round of applause or decanting anything for you.
No, that is true. Most people just get about their business and they get a paycheck at the end of the month. That's the end of it. But still, taking on a book is a daunting challenge. But one you rose to, and we have Busy and Wrecked, which I think is genuinely a brilliant book. Not that I didn't like the other ones now, you have to say.
Sorry, Joe, can I just tell everybody that Dave was very kind to launch the book. He was MC and host and interviewer for the book launch in Hodges Vegas in Dublin the other day. And you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
But like, obviously, you know, it's so great to have you there because you're my best pal. Mm-hmm. We worked together for so many years. Mm-hmm. But the greatest thing about it is that asking you to host a book launch meant that you actually had to read a book. And even better, mine.
Yes. My wife looked at me when I brought it home and went, oh, Dermot's book. She's like, oh, that's amazing. She was flicking through it or whatever. And then she went, what story? I was like, I'm hosting the book launch. And she went, are you going to read that? I was like, yes. I'm still capable of reading a book.
I think the last one you read was like, Pat has a ball.
No, in fairness.
Mary has a boat.
I read Five Go to Kieran Island, a famous five book in 1983. And that was the last time I read a book.
I was wondering, was it possible for me to actually write the book in double speed just for you? Because I know that's how you like to listen to all your YouTube videos and your podcasts.
I consume all media at 2 speed with subtitles. And unfortunately, it doesn't work with... If you'd recorded the bloody audiobook and sent it to me, that would have been really helpful.
Yeah.
I could have listened to that, but
maybe we could do the rest of the interview like this. Okay, yeah, well, I first got the idea for the book back in March.
The book is called Busy and Wrecked, and it is not just a memoir of how busy and how wrecked you are, which would be an incredible book, but it is a book that seeks to offer people a little bit of a relief from feeling both busy and wrecked, right?
It's a thing we do. I'd started to notice how often people were telling me in conversations how busy they were and how wrecked they were. And I found myself doing it as well. And I realised, oh my God, it's our national pastime now. We just go around and somebody says quite innocently, how are you? And we go, jeez, I'm mad busy. Jeez, don't talk to me. Go away. I know, come here. I'm mad busy. I'm up the walls. And I guess this is an exploration of why busyness is such a big part of our life. Why the world has changed. Because it has changed. And one of the key messages from the book is that so much of our busyness and overwhelm and that sense of just feeling like you're chasing your tail and maybe you have days where you just think you're not on top of you know what, it's not our fault. The world is set up for busyness like never before. So I want that to be a reassuring message. There are things that we can do to help us feel less busy, less overwhelmed, and have more space for the people and things that matter. And I do have those in the book as well.
One of the things I like about the book is the structure of it. It's in chapters and then it ends. It's amazing. No,
and I wrote it from left to right, which I thought has gone down really well.
No, but the structure of the book...
My Chinese readers aren't too happy, but you know, you can't please everybody.
But it's written in such a way that you deal with a topic in the chapter, but then at the end of it, you have a busy box, which you call them.
Yes, that's because I am one of those readers, and we all are, I think, where you've picked up your book and you read the same chapter for the 17th time because you keep putting it down, forgetting what you read, and then restarting it.
Totally.
So the busy box is at the end of each chapter to have a quick recap for busy minds, because when we're super busy, we can't remember anything.
No, that's true. And then you also link to a specific meditation at the end of each chapter that is focused on whatever the content of the chapter was.
Yes.
Which is great. But then I guess maybe not the second half, but most of the last part of the book is your deep space toolkit. But it's toolkit, it's practical ways of dealing with the busyness and the things you can do to create more space in your life. That's a key word as well for you.
Yeah, because, you know, there were a few moments where I realized that, you know, it's great to have lots of things on your plate and lots of things on your to-do list. But if that's at the expense of the people and things that you really care about, that's what has us waking up some days and going, how did I end up here? I think I'm no crack. How did that happen?
No crack is the worst possible insult you can pay anybody.
I think our world gets smaller and smaller the busier we get. You know, we start, you know, don't see those good friends as often. We don't do those fun things, and our sense of play and fun can go play hide and seek with us. So, yeah, the Deep Space Toolkit is about just giving people pointers and techniques and things to think about so that, you know, I'm a big believer in having lots of exciting things to do. I'm that kind of person. You know, you are too. Everybody here is, and most of the people listening like to challenge themselves and take on new things. But it's about having the space for the other good stuff, like the belly laugh with the best pal,
yeah,
you know, or going for that walk with your pet, or spending time with your best buddy like Dave.
I may or may not be
and
your best your best buddy, because you took upon yourself
like Cahill.
You took it upon yourself during the book to single me out for a couple of slags in the book. You've written these on paper.
It would be a wasted opportunity, Dave, if I didn't slag you off.
Okay, so
because in fairness, you went to town on me at the book launch. So you know,
true.
I talk about people pleasing in it, because this is one of the behaviors that we can fall into or lapse into. And look, as a nation, I think we have people pleasing in our DNA.
We definitely do.
Sometimes a nice thing, because we do like to be nice to other people. But if you ever want to hear how often Irish people apologize and say sorry for things that they needn't say sorry for, you know. And do you ever hear people trying to ask someone to do something, and we might phrase it like, I don't suppose there's any way you would see yourself able to do the thing. And of course, no. If you started like that, they're never going to do
it. Like such a difficult thing to achieve, whatever's coming next.
But what we can also do is maybe please authority figures, you know, and sometimes particularly in work, that can lead to extra busyness, extra overload, extra workloads.
Go on.
For instance, when I worked with Dave in a previous radio station, he would, and he's a great timekeeper, he would always be in on time, if not early. But he didn't want this to go unnoticed, because he liked to please authority figures like our boss. So he would walk by every morning our boss Chris's office, and he would talk very loudly. Hi Nora. Oh geez, so much last night, wasn't it good? And he used to do that every morning, and Chris would look out and he'd go back to his work. And one morning he'd had enough, and Dave was outside doing, hi, God, is that the time? And eventually our boss came out the door, opened up the door, and went, Dave, I know you come in early. You're a very good boy. You don't have to do this every day and shut the door.
Thankfully, he does know I'm a good boy, and he's still our boss now, and I still have a job. Oh, God, Chris, I get in very early before everyone else. Just want to make that categorically clear. Dermot, loads of messages in for you on 087-4100-102. Vinny wants to know, does the book have a specific meditation exercise for those suffering from recent league final defeats? Which would be the man sitting to your left there, Colin?
Oh, I tell you what, I don't know if meditation can help a man who set himself up with viral social media clips slagging off Cork while down in Cork.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't go the way you wanted it to.
Next question.
Next question.
Cahill's got one of those, what I call, young people haircuts at the moment.
Cahill's mullet is 11 out of 10. Don't have a go at that now. You can't come in here after I've been coaxing him and getting him to get this haircut going.
Why didn't you get one?
Because I'm not a young man. He is.
Yeah, but you dress like one.
That's true.
You're wearing a bib and a onesie at the moment.
Eddie from Waterford says what a lot of people are thinking. Yes, the funny one is back. Hello, Dermot. Guys, this is Josephine. Please tell Dermot he's the reason my teenage son's favorite song is the Roxanne from The Police. He spoke about the drummer in the band, and I started blaring the song at home, and now it gets played every day. Thank you, Dermot.
Oh my God, fantastic. A Stuart Copeland drummer fan. Amazing.
Dave, as you have Dermot in, you should go for a round of cheese and crackers. Go on, you know he wants it just for old time's sake. So many people are suggesting things that we used to do. Philip wants to know. Ask Dermot if you could do a half 11. How are you?
It's been like well over a year and a half since I was on the radio. It's still too soon for the half 9. How are you? Come back in 10 years, it'll still be the same.
A lot of people want to know, is Noni worried at all about the tariffs that Donald Trump is imposing in case it affects the price of chocolate?
Hold on, we'll ask her.
Noni, well, got into she's here.
She's always here.
I didn't think she was actually here.
Oh my God.
You're looking good, Noni.
You look 10 years younger than an 80-year-old. Yeah, listen, I went to say that Donald Trump absolutely robbed the idea of tariffs off me.
You had them
before. I've been putting tariffs on chocolate for years. I've been adding on, if I had a big nose, I'd add on 40 cent. If you had grey hair, €1.50.
Right.
Yeah.
So the tariffs exist, you've already got...
If you are from Tipperary, an extra £5.
Have you given him any advice? Because I know you're in touch with presidents and world leaders a lot. Have you ever told him... You've obviously explained the tariffs to him. He's taken that on board anyway.
I told him, Jack, just if you want people to take you seriously, because people are laughing at him now,
yeah.
Get a pram.
Get a pram!
He should be out in the front of the White House with a pram. A perambulator. And put all his good ideas in there. Put all his tariffs in there. And then sell them out. Sell them five for the price of ten. That's how
That's
I do it.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal.
Am I the king?
Thanks, Noni. You legend. Fair play to you. Clara says, the book sounds so cool. I'll definitely have to investigate. Someone else actually is saying that they
don't
need
to investigate.
Book.
Buy it.
There you go. Olivia says, I absolutely
it's literally
need
my
book
living now. Okay?
Olivia says, I'm so busy and wrecked. I just went for a coffee, left my phone behind me, got home before I realised, and then got to my front door and to realise I didn't unlock it for the second time in 2 days. So Olivia needs that.
This is the symptoms of a busy and wrecked mind. And actually, at the start of every chapter, I have confessions of the busy and wrecked. And these are real life confessions from my website subscribers. And I didn't realise until I asked people a simple question. Have you ever done anything silly or funny because you were busy and wrecked?
Yeah.
There are so many people putting weird things in fridges. Like, so many people.
Open up any chapter, but just read whatever chapter is there that has one at the top of the page.
I tried to open another person's car door. Their car was nothing like mine, but I was totally distracted. I've worn various items of clothing inside out or back to front without noticing, and I've brushed my teeth with moisturizer instead of toothpaste. This is what's happening
These
to people.
Real people.
And I get it. So that's what the book is for. If you do silly things or drive to the wrong school to pick up the wrong child, this is the book for you.
Okay, Busy and Wrecked by Dermot Whelan is out now in all bookshops and online and everything else.
I think we mentioned it, but it does come with 12 free guided meditations, which I'm very proud of. And actually took me a long time to record because I live in a place where there are a lot of seagulls.
Yes.
And I had to kind of go, now relax, relax.
Shut up, you stupid!
Nope, must stay mindful.
Okay, Busy and Wrecked, out wherever you can get your hands on a Dermot Whelan. Thank you very much for coming in. Best luck with the book.
Good luck with the book.
Good luck with the book.
You wanted to say that as a Father Ted fan.
My favorite thing in the whole world. Good luck with the book and stick my tongue out of you.
Thanks, everybody.
Cheers, Dermot.
Dave Moore on Today FM.